everyone. Welcome to the MRP Tech Podcast. This is episode 71. My name is Matt, and this is the weekly podcast discussing everyday tech for everyday people. And starting off this week, what I would really like to do is just give a quick plug to Podnuts. If you've never checked out the Podnuts website, go over to podnuts.com, P-O-D-N-U-T-Z.com. Check out all the great shows that they have over at the Podnuts Network and send them some support. If you are a podcast listener, support that network for all the great things that they do. You can also check out my website, www.mrptechreviews.com. And from time to time, I post background info to all the different things that I'm working on here for this show and for other things. You can check out all the past episodes of this podcast, as well as any YouTube video that I produce and just other craziness that I do from time to time. This week, to start this week's episode off, what I would like to discuss with you is something that happened to me just out of the blue last night. What I have been talking about in the past is from time to time, I talk a little bit about amateur radio and how I got my license last April. Well, I haven't really done a whole lot with the license recently. I've been super busy. And so what I've been sort of doing is sort of I found a spot in my house where I could just put everything, all my projects together in one central location, get myself a little work area. And out of the blue the other night, I have a handheld Yaesu radio. It's FT60R, I believe is the model. And what I decided to do with this particular radio, I have it set up now, and basically what I wanted to do, I just wanted to turn it on for a few minutes and listen over the radio to see if there was any activity. And I turned the radio on, and within a few seconds, I had heard someone asking for assistance. Now, normally, I haven't really talked all that much on the radio, and normally, you don't hear this sort of activity. So there was an older gentleman looking for assistance and requesting assistance and see if anybody was listening. So my first thought was to wait a few seconds and see if anybody else responded. And so I waited a few seconds, and he called a couple more times. And finally, I decided, okay, I'm going to answer this call. And one of the great things about having an amateur license is exactly this. If you're stuck in certain situation, you can use these radios to help you out. And so I answered the call, and this gentleman happened to be stuck somewhere in his car and needed a message to be relayed in order to help him out. So I actually was able to help him out. I made a phone call for him, and he was all set and able to get some help that he needed. So it was really kind of fun, and it was really good timing on my part. I turned the radio on at the right time, was in the right place at the right time, and that was kind of a moment for me that just made me realize how important having a backup solution to things like cell phones. You know, if you don't have a cell phone with you, and you have say you're a hiker and you go out hiking on the trails and things like that, having one of these radios would be super beneficial for just kind of a backup solution or something that might end up, you know, helping you out or even saving your life at one point in time. So it really made me feel good that I was able to help somebody out that I didn't even know. And those of you out there considering getting your radio license, I think it's totally worth it. You know, it's all these people out there, much like the Linux community, willing to help other people out whenever they need it. This particular gentleman that I happen to, I don't know if it was him or it was another local radio operator. There was a missing hiker in our area, and ham radio operators were actually dispatched to aid in the search efforts for this hiker. So I think my handheld radio is now going to be the newest addition to my hiking gear, and really am just looking forward to pursuing that a little bit more. And speaking of amateur radio, last week I mentioned a little bit about SkyWave Linux. SkyWave Linux is nearing a version 3 release, and probably by the time that this podcast is released, they will drop version 3 with all sorts of new hardware compatibility and new desktop environment as well as some tweaks and improvements all around for this next release. I'm super excited for it. I did see some posts being made by the developer. I believe his name is Phil. And he is working really hard on version 3. I know he's polishing out a few last-minute things, hoping for somewhere around October 3rd or 4th as a release. And I'm really looking forward to giving that a shot. And if it's released this week, I'm going to download it and give it a spin and see what it has to offer and compare it to the last version 2.3 that came out in early August. Version 3 is going to be a major improvement, and for those of you who have the hardware for things like software-defined radio, I think you'll be really interested in this. Now, I called SkyWave Linux sort of like the Ubuntu Studio for radio operators. Ubuntu Studio is great for audio and video production, has all the tools included, everything is tweaked just for production needs. And SkyWave Linux is the exact same. The goal, I believe, is the exact same thing, except for radio enthusiasts. So really looking forward to version 3 coming out at some point in time this week. And I'm super excited to talk about that whenever I give it a chance to try it out on some hardware. So moving along into the next topic for this week. What I want to talk about this week is another conversation that I have had in the past week, and I was helping someone out with iTunes this past week, just trying to do a few different easy tasks, and I sort of made an off-the-cuff comment that I have a love-hate relationship with iTunes, and that someday I will fully make the change to Plex. Now, in the past, I have done an episode on Plex. If you don't know what Plex is, it's basically an all-in-one solution. Very nice-looking piece of software that works on just about every device out there now. You can download apps for Plex. You can have it on your desktop, laptop, mobile devices, TV devices, Apple TV, Roku. The list goes on and on. And it's a place where you can see all of your media in one location, videos, photos, music. You can watch TV channels. You can watch Plex has their own dedicated channels that you can watch. They have a news feed you can watch. And so I did a sort of review on it. I'm not sure how far back it was now, but I really liked it. And then I sort of just stepped away from it and I didn't have a chance to fully integrate everything. And so having this conversation, I'm realizing that more and more features in iTunes just seem to be either hidden now or being stripped away entirely. And that sort of really has me nervous. So for instance, with the Photos app on Mac. And now I'm a Mac user. I love the hardware. I love the interface. I love how it works with iPad and iPhones. Everything works well together. But I have been sort of a critic in the past about functionality being removed in the hardware itself, as well as in software. And these are little things that I use every day that makes things very easy. Such as just converting an MP3 in iTunes. It used to be very easy to do. Now they have the option is still there in iTunes. It's just buried deep in a folder, and it keeps being moved to different locations. So they're making it hard to find, and so it makes life a little difficult sometimes. And the other thing in the Photos app that Mac provides, they don't give you access to your photos in a specific folder. It's all integrated in the software. It's very difficult to access your folders outside of the Photos app. And so when I wanted to move my photos into Plex, I wanted to put them on an external hard drive. My goal was to, being someone who moves from computer to computer, whether I'm on Mac or Windows or Linux, I wanted to find a hard drive that would work on all devices, basically. So what did I want to format it in? And so what I did, I decided to stick with NTFS. And here's my reason why. I wanted to be able to upload files that were larger than, 4 gigabytes. I wanted to be able to use this hard drive on any computer. So Windows, that's NTVS is a Microsoft format, basically. So it's going to work on Windows. My Mac, I have special drivers installed so that I can write to NTFS on Mac. Same thing goes for Linux. If you use the NTFS 3G software you can install, you can write to NTFS on Linux. So NTFS was my sort of choice. I don't know how well it's going to work, so, but I decided to try it. There are probably better solutions out there, but if I format X in ext4 for Linux, then I can't use it on Mac and Linux. If I format it, or Mac and Windows, if I format it for just for Mac, then I can't use it on Windows or Linux. So it goes kind of goes back and forth, and I decided with NTFS. So the next thing that I did, I installed Plex on my System76 computer, and what I did, Plex, it was very easy install. I'm using Antergos, so I had to go into the AUR, Arch User Repository, download it from there, and then I had to enable the service to start. Very simple task. My biggest problem that I ran into, because it was formatted in NTFS, I could not get Plex to read the files off of my hard drive. It would recognize a hard drive, but it would not see it. Plex has great documentation on how to get this to work. I'm going to put the link in the show notes about mounting NTFS drives. Basically, you had to go into the FS tab folder and just set a couple of things in that folder and then set your permissions and you're good to go. It was a little digging to try to find this. I did find the workaround and it worked perfect. Now Plex sees my hard drive. No issues there at all. So I put my photos from the Photos app into specific folders. Here's what I did. I organized them, and Mac does not make this easy to get out of photos. I had to copy and just drag every single photo into a separate folder, labeled it year, month and day, so that it was all in order, and then the file name of the photo that I wanted. I had about 60 to 70 gigs of photos. I had about 700 to 800 gigs of personal videos, like of my band performing and things like that, and like home videos that I really wanted to do. So 600 to 700. Probably even closer to 800 gigs of videos. And then I had probably about 100 gigs of music that I had basically an MP3 format that I also wanted to import into Plex. Drag those all into specific folders onto the hard drive. Now, iTunes organizes your music very well into folders, and you can access them outside of iTunes. That right there is a feature that I'm not sure how long is going to be there. I used to be able to do that with photos. Now you couldn't. So one of the reasons why I'm choosing to leave iTunes now is before it becomes a super big problem in the future. I had access to my music, but I'm not sure how that long that's going to last. They could make it just like photos, where the music is integrated into the software and it makes it very difficult to get out of iTunes. So, that's just speculation on my part. I have no idea if that's actually going to happen, but I'm tired of using something proprietary that limits access to my stuff, okay? My music that I create, my videos that I create. Now it's all on a 4 terabyte hard drive organized in folders. Plex handled this like a champ. Almost a terabyte worth of data. And it took several hours to import it all and to find all the artwork and everything else that goes along with music albums and et cetera. But it just chugged away at it. And Plex has been pretty solid for me over the last few days. Now, I mentioned the reason why I'm switching to Plex is because I can access all of my media, my pictures, my photos, my videos, all from one spot. And if I ever choose to leave Plex or to try other software out, I've got all my original files on a hard drive. They're all organized, and I don't need one specific piece of software. I can try other things and it should all work. So Plex has been not only solid, but just really crazy easy to get things like port forwarding working. Just a one-click checkbox and boom, port forwarding is set up and I can access my music and my videos anywhere from all of my devices, whether I'm on Wi-Fi or I'm on like things like LTE. And yes, you're going to use data on LTE, but I'm mostly in Wi-Fi wherever I am. So just having access to all of my music rather than just a selection of my music that I would have had taking up room on my phone or iPad or tablet. I tried the Kindle app out. It works just as good as the iOS app. Plex has been nothing but positive comments for me. In fact, the one thing that I would really like to do in the future with Plex is, I'm sort of considering this now, is all of my music right now is in MP3 format. I did that several years ago and I took all of my CDs, imported them basically as MP3. I'm considering going back and re-encoding all of my audio into the lossless FLAC format for basically a better audio. FLAC is something that I knew about, but I haven't really gotten all that much into. It's an open format, royalty free, and it's basically lossless compression. So you're not going to get the highs and lows taken out of your audio. And most people can't hear that difference unless you're an audio snob like I am. You know, if you're listening on earbuds or that type of really cheap speakers, you're not going to hear it. I enjoy listening to music on really good quality speakers and good quality headphones, and so I can hear a difference in the sound itself. It's just a time-consuming thing. Do I want to really go back and re-encode all my audio into FLAC? Might be a project in the future. Who knows? The other thing that I want to do is back up my DVD collection into using something like Make MKV, which is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. That's kind of my app pick for this week for backing up your DVDs to be able to use them in something like Plex. So Make MKV, you can rip your DVDs, set them in folders on your hard drive. Plex will pick that up. They'll even go get, if you label it correctly, it will get the season artwork for TV shows and movies, etc. And that might be another project that I'm going to work on very soon as well. So the reason I'm talking about Plex today is I sort of have been on this kick lately about owning my content and being much more careful about what goes up in the cloud, what types of things I'm sharing online. And it's not to be paranoid. It's just having a better control of what I do online and where my files are being stored, for security purposes, for, putting a little bit more thought on being safe as far as what actually, is being sent over the internet, in plain text, or is it encrypted, that type of thing. And what can I learn in the process about how everything works? So I talked the last few weeks about Nextcloud and Nextcloud Pi, setting up encryption for that. I'd like to learn a little bit more about how Plex is with port forwarding, how secure that is. Haven't had a whole lot of time to do that as I'm this week. I'm also getting ready for another concert that I'm working on. So it's just a constant moving forward and learning about new things. And, oddly enough, I started learning about, compression formats and MP3 versus FLAC, as well as, data caching in Nextcloud, all these different things that I really didn't know a whole lot about. And at the same time, it's kind of funny because it's good timing. I started watching a new TV show that's been around for a couple of seasons now. I believe it's on HBO. It's called Silicon Valley. If you've never seen that show, basically the premise is it's a tech startup company in Silicon Valley. And it's a comedy based off a character who has a compression algorithm that is revolutionary, and basically all the shenanigans that happen as tech companies try to compete with each other and try to steal from each other, rip each other off. And then ultimately there are lawsuits. There are people that want to jump on board. There are people that want to sell everything all at once. And it's an absolutely hysterical show, full of all sorts of different tech references. If you are a computer geek, I have a feeling you will more than likely enjoy this show to some extent. There are some really crude humor. It is definitely not family friendly show, but it reminds me does have sort of like an Office vibe, old Office TV show vibe, along with some somewhat legitimate tech nerdy geeky things. I would say that Mr. Robot was much more realistic in the tech that they are were showing on the TV, but Silicon Valley, highly recommend that show if you've never seen it before. I just thought it was funny because they talk a lot about cloud computing, building a cloud platform, and their compression and data caching and all that stuff, and at the same time this is exactly what I was doing before I started watching the show. So just found that interesting. Thought I'd share it with all of you guys out there. So if you've never tried Plex before, go download it. Give it a shot. It is, especially if you want to control your media and don't want proprietary companies, taking control of everything that's happening on your computer. So I'll give you an update on that over the next few weeks. Also, next week, I plan on doing a full review of SkyWave Linux if it drops in time where I can give it a shot and check it out. If you have questions or comments, please go to mrptechreviews.com, hit the contact form, and send me a message. I would be glad to hear from you. What I'm looking for specifically is, have you, those of you who are in amateur radio, have you ever assisted anybody over the radio before? Have you done anything for other people over the radio, over the air? I'd love to hear your story. I'll share it on the air and sort of a way to show how useful amateur radio is. The other thing, if you've used Plex and you're using Plex in a very specific setup or specific way, I would love to hear what you do with Plex. I know Plex is really powerful, and I'd like to hear some fun things that people are doing with Plex. So send those on in, as well as show topics, anything else, comments, questions, concerns, email it to me. Go to my website and hit the contact form. It'll send me an email. And if you want, I'll read it on the show. If not, just mention that. I won't read it on the show, but I'd still love the feedback as well. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Check out PodNuts over at www.podnuts.com for all the other great shows. Thanks for listening, as always, and we'll see you next time.